Joseph had lived a life that we might think could have been a very hard life. A lot of things happened in his life that we might think that just wasn't fair. But God had a plan, God had a design, and Joseph never forgot that. Joseph knew all of his life that God had a plan for him. And Joseph was willing for God's will to be worked out in his life. God will. As Joseph died, he spoke with great faith in God. He reminded his brothers that God would surely visit them and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Joseph requested that they take his bones out of Egypt. When God brought this to pass, Joseph is Christ-like, is a Christ-like example to all of us. From his boyhood days to his dying days, he remained fervent in his faith in the Lord. He remained fervent in his faith in the Lord. Joseph had a faith that was based in an eternal God that inhabits eternity. And it didn't waver. It didn't shake. Joseph had a faith in God. A faith in God that would take him through many things. Starting off when he was 17 years old. Being sold by his brothers. And being sold into Egypt. And many things that would come his way. But Joseph had a faith in God. Was his faith in something he had carved out with his hand? No, as many people do, make statues and then pray to them. And the Bible tells us not to carve out stuff and pray to them. It's amazing the Bible would even have to tell us not to make something with our own hands and then let it be our God, but the Bible is our instruction booklet, and it does tell us that. Joseph had faith in God, not in something man-made, as we do see many man-made religions today. They continue. In fact, we saw yesterday a man-made religion fail again. We saw a man predict the coming of Christ. And what does the Lord say about his coming? No man knows. Or not even the angels. Very good. No man knows. But man tends to try to make a religion for himself, one that he can do on his own. One where maybe I can pay penance. I can do this. And what was it David said in Psalm 51 and verse 16? For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. That's not what the Lord wants. What does the Lord want? The Lord wants our hearts. He wants our hearts. He wants us to have faith. He wants us to trust him. That's what the Lord wants. The Lord doesn't need our religion. He doesn't need it. He needs our hearts. He needs our hearts. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Lord, we're thankful for this day after what was supposed to be the big day. Lord, we pray for many hurt people today. There's people today who don't have families. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. Lord, today is a hard day for them. Lord, we bring them before you right now, and Lord, we know you see them. Lord, they've followed a false man once again. Lord, I pray for them today. I pray that you would help them and try to put their lives, as they try to put their lives back together. Lord, I pray that you'd give them wisdom and understanding, and Lord, that they would trust your word instead of man. Lord, this word, your word, needs to be our dearest friend. It needs to be our closest companion. Lord, because if it's not, we can be led astray. So, Lord, we pray for folks today. Lord, we pray right now for our pastor, for the different Sunday school classes that are going on. Pray for our pastor as he preaches and then as he travels over here. Lord, we pray for this special Sunday. Lord, we're so thankful that your word is forever settled in heaven. We're so thankful for that. We don't have to worry about it. This is not an unsure thing. This is a very sure thing. Lord, we're thankful for that. We're thankful that we have the truth that we can hold in our hands. Lord, when we're sad, we can take it close to our hearts and we can weep before you and you'll meet with us. We're thankful for the promises of it, the promises that an almighty God loves us, that an almighty God is faithful to us and is faithful to the promises that he made, that he would guide, that he would direct, that he would protect. Lord, we're thankful for those. Now, Lord, today as we look at the life of Joseph, as we look at the last lesson, and we realize God will do what he has said he would do. The promises that you've given us are for us, and you will keep them right to the very last little bit. Lord, we love you. We're thankful for your word. Lord, might it be an active part in our lives. Might it not be something that sits on the shelf from this Sunday to next Sunday, but might it be something that is close to us. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We pray that your Holy Spirit now would speak to each heart, would speak to each life. We pray that the word of God would dwell in us richly in all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Lord, might we have faith in you. Might we have faith in your word. Lord, I pray for each heart here today, Lord, that you'd give us understanding from your word today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. Kelly, would you give this young lady a book? A couple of books. One book, it's right here. The bottom one. Thank you. Genesis chapter 50. In verse 24. Genesis chapter 50 in verse 24. As we've looked at the life of Joseph, we've seen God bless this man through many hardships, through many things. We've seen Joseph faithfully trust God, and we've seen God be faithful to Joseph. Genesis chapter 50, and verse 24 and verse 25. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land, unto the land which he sware unto Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and he shall carry up, and ye shall carry up my bones from thence. The promised land that we always read about, the children of Israel going to the promised land, that promise took a while. Unfortunately, because of the children of Israel's lack of faith and lack of direction in obeying the Lord, it took quite some time. But it was still the promise that was out there. And that promise was still true as Joseph here is laying down to die. And as he says to his sons and those around him, don't leave my bones here. Take my bones back. Now Jacob, as you recall, his father had actually said, when I die, bury me in Canaan land. And of course, Joseph had done that. This promise, this is a little bit different in that his bones are going to remain with them. They're going to remain there, and then they're going to travel with them to the land of Canaan, to that promised land. As we follow along in our lesson, as we have studied the life of Joseph, we have seen Christ-likeness in him. The Word of God records in the closing of Joseph's life, on earth, Joseph repeated in his dying statement, God will surely visit you. His faith in God never wavered. Where is our faith? Is it in the Lord Jesus Christ? Turn with me to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 13. Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 through 3. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There is the promise. There is the promise that would be that fathers would pass on to their children and to their grandchildren, that promise of what God was going to do in Genesis 12 in verses 1 through 3. In Joseph's day, Egypt was full of faith, but not true faith. You and I need to have faith in God. That's where our faith has to be. It has to be in God. It can't even be in these hands that over the years have done a lot for us and have been able to accomplish a lot of things. But it can't be in these hands. Our faith has got to be in God, because these hands ultimately will fail us. Our God will not. We need to have faith in God. We need to have faith that God will. That God will accomplish the promise which he has given us. People believe in idols and false gods. But a real faith was alive in Joseph's heart. The object of living faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the object of our faith. Because Joseph believed the Lord, he said, God will surely visit you. God will. That was a promise. He didn't doubt it at all. It was going to happen. It wasn't going to be in his life, but there was no doubt in his mind of the promise that had been delivered to Dad and to Grandpa and to Great-Grandpa. There was no doubt in his mind that the God of all creation was going to accomplish that promise. Exodus 13. Exodus chapter 13. In verses 18 and 19. Exodus 13, verses 18 and 19. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Joseph's bones, leaving the land of Egypt finally. Joseph had requested that his bones be carried out of Egypt when the people of God went back to Canaan. Through 430 years of bondage, they kept his bones and finally laid them to rest in the promised land. Joseph had faith in that God would bring this to pass. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32, Joshua 24:32.
Joshua 24:32. The Bible says, "And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph." Joseph's bones would make the journey. Thank you. Would eventually go through all the steps, and his bones would get back to that promised land. You and I have a promised land. It's not the Canaan land of earth. It's the Canaan land of heaven. We have that promise. We have that promise. Why? Because we have placed our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Canaan land promised in heaven. We have the promised land, not the dirt that they look forward to, but we have a heavenly promise. Faith in God is not believing that God can, but that God will. God will do it. God will bring it to pass. As we look at faith, we'll look at salvation is by faith, living by faith, and then dying by faith. We'll look at Joseph's lives as well as ours. Let us consider salvation by faith. The top of page 54. Let us consider what God will do in the matter of salvation. God will receive anyone who will come to him by faith and be saved. God will receive anyone. God will receive sinners, because that's who God does receive. It's sinners. And God will receive sinners. God will receive you. If you're not saved, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will save you. If you'll but turn to God and place your faith and trust in the completed work that Jesus Christ did on the cross, he will save you. John 6:37 says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." We've heard men say that, you know, you got to work hard, you got to do the best you can, you got to pray hard, and maybe God will save you. It's not what the Bible says. That's what a man said. The Bible says, "For him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out." What a promise that God our Savior gave to us. "For him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." There is no one so lost, so far from God, that when that person turns to the Lord will not receive him unto himself. God will save him and make him his child. This is what God will do. Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith." It's what? It's not by works of righteousness which we can do, but it's by his mercy. It's by his grace. God offers salvation to all mankind. To all mankind. God offers salvation to each man. God made the way of salvation for each man. Man simply has to trust. There was a day in my life when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. There was a day in my life where I realized the path I was heading down was a sinful path. The path I was heading down was a path of destruction and death. And I realized that there was a Savior above that loved me and that had made salvation possible for me. At the age of 16, I answered a Sunday morning invitation call, and I came down and I knelt at an old-fashioned altar. And there between me and God, I confessed my sin to a holy God. I repented of my sin before a holy God, and I trusted Jesus Christ to save me. At the age of 16, The Lord is good. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord is patient. Some people were older. Some people are many years old before they get saved. And yet God is patient. God is long-suffering. God would have all men everywhere to be saved. Then living by faith. Let's look at what God will do in the matter of our daily living. Faith does not stop when we are saved. This is simply the beginning of the faith life. It's the beginning of a whole life of faith. As we saw with Joseph, Joseph's whole life was filled by faith. Joseph trusted God from the day they tossed him into the pit. And even before then, Joseph trusted God. Joseph had faith in God. Joseph had faith in a mighty God, the God of all creation. Joseph had faith in him. You and I can have faith in Christ, and it will not be wasted. It will not be wasted. Let us look at what God will do in the matter of our daily living. Faith does not stop when we are saved. This is the beginning of the faith life. Joseph lived to be 110 years old. But we met him in the Bible when he was a teenager. He had faith in the Lord. His father told him about the Lord, about the promise of God to Isaac and to Abraham, and Joseph chose to believe the same promise. For all those years, he kept his faith in the Lord. Joseph trusted the Lord. Our faith must be exercised each day in our Christian life. What happens if our faith is not exercised in the Lord? I right now am going to physical therapy. I have a lot of back, a lot of neck pain. Started about 15 years ago, and I go to physical therapy, and they work this, 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 and after about 8 or 10 weeks, I realize all the pain's gone. Things are better. And then they give you these exercises that I should do the rest of the year, but I don't do them. And 2 years later, I go in and I say, Doc, my lower back, my shoulder blades, it hurts out my arms, out my fingers, out my thumb. I'm just in constant pain. I can't take this. Okay, and then they pull on your neck and they do all the different things. Then you start doing the exercises again. Okay, now we're going again. The pain's gone. But when we don't do the exercises, what happens? Back we go. God's Word is the same way. We need to be exercised in it. This book needs to be in our life each day. We need to open these pages each day. We've got to be exercising God's Word. We've got to be. There's a lot of commotion in this room today. Man, praise the Lord. Because it's distracting. I'm not complaining either. I don't mean to do that. Praise the Lord for the sound system and how it's able to be used in getting the gospel out. It's important to do these things and get it all ready. I guess I'd rather they practice on me than on Pastor, because certainly his message is important. It'll be important this morning that his messages are sent out plainly and clearly. So I guess we're thankful to be the guinea pig. Thank you. I guess we're thankful to be the guinea pig. We're not complaining. Okay, back to the lesson. Top of page 55. Joseph could say to his brethren with absolute assurance, God will. He could say that. Why? Because he knew it personally. He had the promise and he knew it personally. He knew it personally. God will do what he said he would do. God will keep the promise that he gave to Abraham, that I will build of you a great nation, of your seed. God will do what he said he would do because he lived by faith. God always keeps his word. God always keeps his word. When times are hard and things are really going bad, And we have a promise. My pastor will exhort you if you're having trouble with a sin or trouble with worry or trouble. Pastor will exhort you to get a verse and memorize it and hang on to it and have that close. And we have his word. We have it written. We hold it in our hands. We have it memorized. We have it hidden down in our hearts. What will God do in the matter of daily living? He will take care of us. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to whose riches? His riches. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will take care of us. God will supply all our needs. He will live by faith. We can live by faith in him. We've seen others fail, but we'll never see Jesus Christ fail. First we saw that we're saved by faith. Then we see that we live by faith each day. And we need to die by faith. Joseph died by faith. When Joseph died, there was no worry, there was no fret, there was no doubt in his mind that his God was going to accomplish his work in his life. The day of the Christian's death will be the greatest day he ever lived. It is a day he will see the Lord Jesus Christ. What a day that's going to be. Man, we're going to see the Lord. We're going to see the Lord. Amen. We're going to see the Lord. Man, the one that loved us so much, he was willing to go alone. Go alone. Darkness on the cross. Christ without God. Christ without his Father. Why? Because of my sin. Because of your sin. Christ without the Father. He bore our sin. Joseph simply had said, I die. He knew he was going to be with God. He said, guys, it's time for me to die. I'm going now. What will God do for you in the day of dying? God will be with you. That's a promise. You can have that confidence. God will be with you. He will take you to glory. Whenever death comes, the Lord Jesus has promised to be with you. Psalm 68, verse 20. Psalm 68, verse 20. Kelly, go to 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 6 and 8. We're going to go to Psalm 68, 20. Psalm 68 and verse 20. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. Satan is not in charge of death. Satan is not in charge of hell. God is in charge of death, and God is in charge of hell. God is in charge of death. You don't have to worry about death if you're a Christian, because God is in charge of death, and you don't have to worry about it. If you're not a Christian, death is going to be something you're going to want to be concerned about. Because God has provided salvation for you. And if you reject the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed on the cross for your sin, then you will need to worry about death. We need faith to live. It is impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We need faith in our dying hour to be able to look our Lord and Savior in the face and know that he has never failed us. He is always faithful. He will be faithful to us when it comes time to die, and he will take us to be with him forever. 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 8. Kelly? We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. What a promise. What a truth. We have that. The Lord has given that to us. When we take our last breath, God has promised to take us to be with Him. Joseph served God. We should serve God. Joseph's faith was not baseless. Joseph's faith was founded in a mighty God. Then lastly, Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6. If everyone would turn there, it's a book right before Matthew. Malachi 3:6. The Bible says in Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. For I am the Lord, I change not." You want to have a good memory verse? There's one. Grab a card, write that down, memorize that, because that's a truth that will do you good. That's a truth that will do good for people around you. "For I am the Lord, I change not." The same God that we saw faithful to the children of Israel, that same God is faithful to us, and He changes not. He changes not. What a truth. What a promise. God will. God will. God has provided us salvation. God provides our faith each day, and God will take care of us in death. Let's take our questions at this time. Genesis 50, verses 24 and 25. What promise did Joseph repeat in his dying statement? God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land. Okay. Exodus 13:19, Joshua 24:32 describe how Joseph's bones finally reached the homeland. Somebody raise your hand. Who wants to say the travel of the bones? Brother Don? Okay. Okay. They carried the bones out of Egypt, and Joshua carried them into the promised land. Okay, very good. You're Joshua's people. John 6:37. What does God promise to do for those who come to Him in faith? "He that cometh to me, I will," everybody finish it, "in no wise cast out." Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. What is necessary to in order to please God? One word, it is faith. According to Psalm 68:20, who is in control of the issues of death? God the Lord. God the Lord. What comforting truth do we find in 2 Corinthians 5:8? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What a truth. What a blessing. The memory verse for next week. The memory verse for next week. 2 Peter 3:18. Does everyone have that? The memory verse for next week is 2 Peter 3:18. We're going to take 1 week before we go into our new lessons. Next week we'll pass out the new books. We're going to take one week. 2 Peter 3:18, which says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Thank you very much for coming today.